Chapter 3, The Great Battle of the Nanku Pass. "Perhaps it will stop in Changping," said the captain. "Then you can walk home along the track, but it will be night before you reach Peking." "The city gates will be shut by then," said Big Tiger. "What will my Ama say?" thought Christian. But the station master of Changping did not want soldiers in his station, so he set the signals for a clear ahead, and when he had bowed to the train in accordance with the rules, he telephoned to his colleague at Nanku, telling him to do the same with the signals there. So the train went through Nanku also without stopping, and evening came. Big Tiger and Christian looked at each other miserably, and Big Tiger said as calmly as he could, "It can't be helped." "It can't be helped," said the captain too. "Take 2 blankets and lie down to sleep." But Christian and Big Tiger did not want to sleep. They hung the blankets round their shoulders and looked out at the high Tsingan Mountains, which they saw for the first time. The train was going slowly now, for the track was uphill. Soon they could see huts and fields, and the highway on which men on horseback and others leading loaded asses were going down to the valley. There were small squads of marching soldiers, too, who waved and called out something, but it was impossible to make out what it was. The captain frowned, but said nothing. Soon it grew dark. The crescent moon shone over the western mountain peaks, and in the valley a dog was barking. Then silence fell. Only the pounding of the engine and the rattle of the wheels was to be heard. Suddenly the train whistled, and there was complete darkness. A great, thick cloud of smoke rose up. Christian was terrified, and Big Tiger was frightened, too. "Don't be afraid," said the captain. "We're in a tunnel. We shall arrive at Qinglonggiao soon, and then we must all get out. If you're lucky, you'll be able to travel back to Peking early in the morning in the empty cars." "And if we're not lucky?" asked Christian. "Well, then, you're simply unlucky," said the captain. "You'll just have to put up with it." Scarcely had the captain said this that the train drew into the station. Alongside the track there was a little station house and a monument to the memory of the Chinese engineer who had built the railway. Every train had to stop here and reverse the engine. "You can stay in the train and sleep," said the captain. "We shall not be going on until morning, or else we shall unload here. It all depends."
"What do you mean by it all depends, Commander?" asked Big Tiger.
"Are you brave?" asked the captain by way of reply.
"It all depends, Commander," said Big Tiger.
The captain laughed and said Big Tiger was a young rascal. He pointed to the black mouth of the tunnel through which they had just come and to another some way off. "We have to get through there to reach the pass," he said, "but the enemy may be at the other end before us."
"Who are your enemy?" asked Christian.
"Our enemy are..." But the captain stopped short, for suddenly something like lightning flashed from the mouth of the tunnel, and there was a great bang. "Here they are already," cried the captain. "Out with you quickly, we've lost the battle." Thereupon he hopped down as light as a feather from the train. The gunners jumped after him, leaving their guns behind, just as they had said they would. In a trice, all had disappeared. Christian would have liked to run away too, but he didn't know where to run to.
"Stay here," cried Big Tiger. "We must lie flat. It can't be helped."
"Ah," thought Christian, "what will my Ama say?" But he lay down obediently beside Big Tiger on the floor of the freight car, and their hearts beat very loudly. They did not dare to look out. If they had, they would only have seen the dark nozzles of the guns and the shimmering stars overhead. For a full hour they lay like this. The silence all around was dreadful. The axles of the train, which had been red hot from the journey, now crackled as they cooled. That was the only sound, so no wonder they were thoroughly frightened. Moreover, our 2 heroes were freezing with cold, but in spite of this, they did not dare to lift their noses.